Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us, as he does at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. Excited. It's Friday night. But before we do this week's show, let me clear up the challenge from last time. I said, start with the last name of a current world leader. Change a letter, and you'll have a unit of measure. What are the words? Well, cool Aunt Claire let us know that she figured this one out pretty quickly, and that is to change the last name of Emmanuel Macron to Micron.
All right, Ian, these are contentious times, but it's always good to remember how much we have in common with each other, or at least how much three things have in common with each other. I'll read the descriptions of three things whose names all have exactly one word in common, and you determine what that common word is. First up, the 1963 picture book by Maurice Sendak, adapted into a 2009 live-action film directed by Spike Jonze. The game show that debuted in 1973 and was most recently hosted by Snoop Dogg. The chain restaurant that, despite its name, first opened in Columbus and not in Western New York.
Is it Wild?
It is. Very good. The television series set in the fictional town of Dillon, Texas. The 1976 movie in which a mother and a daughter say, "I wish I could switch places with her for just one day" at the same time. The puppet who lives in the castle in the land of make-believe.
Is it Friday?
It is. What are the things that I described, you know?
I don't know the last one, but the middle is Freaky Friday, and the first one, I think, is Friday Night Lights.
That's right. The puppet who lives in the land of make-believe, that is King Friday the 13th. All right. The cocktail made with vodka, tequila, rum, triple sec, gin, and cola. The place where Rudolph, Hermy the Elf, and Yukon Cornelius land after escaping the abominable snowman. The condiment named after a region in the upper St. Lawrence River.
That one is Island.
That is right. Long Island iced tea, the drink, the island of misfit toys, and Thousand Island dressing, named for the Thousand Islands. The Quadrapoint, located in the southwestern United States. The board game advertised in a 1970s television commercial with the line, "Pretty sneaky, sis." The second novel published by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle featuring Sherlock Holmes.
Is it four?
That's right. Do you know any of the things that I described?
Four corners, connect four. I don't know the Sherlock Holmes novel.
The Sherlock Holmes novel is called The Sign of the Four. Pretty sneaky, sis. And finally, the rap group whose third member is DJ Spinderella. The spoiled brat who is deemed a bad nut by squirrels in the book, and a bad egg by a sorting machine in the movie. The home to sports teams nicknamed the Bees, the Jazz, and the Grizzlies.
It's Salt and Pepper, Veruca Salt, Salt Lake City. Salt.
That's right. Well, one more thing that all of Ian's answers had in common today was that they were all correct. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with two of the five answers from today's questions. Which two is for you to figure out? Rearrange the letters to spell the seven-letter name of a U.S. state and a three-letter word that names something that state is famous for having a lot of. What is the state and what is the word?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.